This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com, Panthers Pulse on location, after having a day off for Christmas, but we're getting back at it. And Brian, the team back on the practice field for the first time in a few days, thanks to the big win against the Oakland Raiders. How's the energy look out here on the practice field?
Yeah, well, good, Mike. They're coming off a well-deserved break, obviously, enjoying a couple of days with the family. And as I said, well-deserved. We're in the midst of a three-game winning streak. First time since 2009 that has happened. Playing the best football of the season. That's what you want to do, is finish the season strong. Obviously, we just wish we could have started the season a little stronger.
No doubt. Max, three in a row, a chance to win four in a row, but there's some underlying tones in this game. And one, everybody felt like they had a bad taste in their mouth against this game, against New Orleans in this game last season. How did they reverse that trend?
Yeah, like you said, Mike, it's a similar scenario that played out last year, the regular season finale in New Orleans, much like it was a season ago. And Thomas Davis, when he was on the Panthers Pulse with us, or with you guys, I should say, towards the end of last season, or after last season, pretty much came out and said this is a game they've had circled on their calendars. The New Orleans Saints, obviously a division rival, were not happy with how that game ended. 28 unanswered points by the Saints in the second half. They beat New Orleans in week two, and that felt great. Going into the Superdome to beat New Orleans is another thing entirely, and it's something this team is very much looking forward to doing.
Well, I asked both of you guys because one of the things that happened in that game, the defense was exposed quite a bit. With the way the defense is playing now, can they slow down Drew Brees in this offense?
I think they can. I will say, obviously, the Saints not having the year they had last year either, but Drew Brees in particular hot right now. 400-plus yards, three touchdowns against the Cowboys. So it's going to be a similar challenge to what they faced last year. This Panthers defense, quietly outside these walls, has become a top-10 defense overall. And just have a good mix going right now, and I like their potential against Brees. And again, confidence from week two as well.
Max, is it amazing to see the turnaround in this one season?
Yeah, and it's been pretty amazing to watch, and I think it all goes back to this team has just developed some confidence. I mean, you just see that the wind started to come, they started making plays, and now the guys in this defense, like you said, Brian, they may not be the household names you thought were going to be in this lineup due to injury and all that, but they've sort of come together and are rallying around the cause here, this late surge. And, yeah, I think you certainly expect it to be a difficult challenge against New Orleans with Drew Brees and that high-flying offense, but you get the sense that this team is ready for it, and they're looking forward to going in there and showing how much they've improved.
Well, Brian, one final question. When we look at the way this season will end, nobody will be satisfied, but has the last month or so given this team a little more energy to take into the postseason?
I absolutely think so. I will say this at the same time. You have to guard against what happened last season. The energy was there. The momentum was there at the end of last year. But New Orleans took some of that away, and we see how 2012 started. This year, finishing strong with New Orleans can make all the difference as far as carryover of momentum is concerned.
Max, from what you're hearing from the coaching staff, are they a little more guarded about what will be said in the postseason?
Yeah, well, I think the prevailing message has always been, while they're happy about this winning streak and kind of trending up, is that there was a sense of disappointment and that it's taken a little while for this to kind of come around, and that they know that this it's almost what could have been when you see how they're playing now. And I think that's kind of the theme that you take into the offseason, not so much that, hey, look at us, we're on this kind of up to, let's feel good about ourselves. It's, let's remember kind of where we were at the start of the season. I think Jordan Gross alluded to that to you when he talked to him after some of these wins. And that's kind of what the message is going to be, knowing that they can't be happy with this. They've got to continue to be kind of motivated by some of the failures earlier in the year.
Well, guys, as the season winds down, we will not slow down, especially with our coverage here on Panthers.com. Fans, stay logged in for all the latest in Panthers news and information right here on Panthers.com.